shortly before 9 o'clock if it's going to be as crowded here. We'll call the meeting to order. Councillor Jones, I believe you've got the moment of reflection.
Please join me in a moment of reflection. May we cherish and protect the freedom and peace that we enjoy in Clarington. May we be mindful of the cost of freedom and peace. May our deliberations be respectful and may our decisions be informed and wise. May our work be focused on and lead us toward the betterment of our communities. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Okay, Councillor Hooper, on the declarations, we'll start with you, and the clerk has done a pretty good job here. We've got item 24 from GG, item 23 from GG, item 25 from GG. Any other declarations? All right. Councillor Neal, we've got you for item 21 of GG. Okay, and beyond those, do we have any other declarations of interest? Seeing none, we'll move along. Councillor Traill, you are up first on announcements.
No announcements.
All righty, Councillor Ward.
No announcements.
Councillor Anderson.
No announcements.
Councillor Hooper.
I just have one. Don't forget, this Friday is Food Truck Friday in downtown Bowmanville. There'll be lots of food trucks. I think there's going to be 12 or 14. I'm not sure exactly how many. And there's going to be live entertainment, i.e. musician-wise. Eric Lamier and his band will be playing in the municipal parking lot. So that's from noon till 10 p.m.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Jones.
No announcements.
Councillor Neal.
No announcements, sir.
All right. I actually have a couple. So one, I'm sure that you are all following the news today. There was news from OPG. OPG has announced that they will be consolidating their offices. So the head office for OPG, as well as the other staff offices, will be consolidated. And the intention is by 2024, those folks will be working in a new building here in Clarington. And that is something beyond 2,000 jobs that are coming into town. So a fantastic announcement. We've got to thank OPG for that, thank the government, and recognize that the Board of Trade has been working on that file for a very, very long time. But my question of the ministers, because there were a couple there, is this was a great way to start a Monday. I want to know what they're doing for us on Tuesday. We're going to have to wait and see. June 13th is the crosswalk, the Rainbow Crosswalk dedication. That's at 7 o'clock. I think you all have that in your calendars. And I just need to find the appropriate, that's the piece of paper, Madam Clerk, I'm looking for. Oh, you're so good. Deputy Chief, I have two bits of recognition for you, and one is from the Ontario Association of Fire Chiefs that you have achieved the Certified Municipal Manager and a CMM Level 3 Fire Service Professional. And that achievement is enough that a letter came directly to me from the association requesting that we recognize your achievement at Council. And if that's not good enough, I've got other notice from the Ontario Municipal Management Institute, staplers get in the way, that you are on the executive committee of the board of that group as well. So I'd like to congratulate you on both achievements, and on behalf of all of council, thank you for that. And one last announcement, I'm amazed, utterly amazed that none of you picked that up, and that would be a Go Raptors Go, right? Councillor Hooper, you're looking to suspend the rules to alter the agenda to allow Mr. Doug McChain, can't speak.
That's correct. And I'd like to move that Doug McChain be added to the agenda with respect to the Heroes Banner project being proposed, and that he be moved to just after the Awards of Excellence presentation, so that'd be 6.1A.
Perfect. Do we have a seconder for that? Councillor Traill, thank you. Questions or comments? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Thank you. Councillor. Councillor Traill, you've got the minutes.
Yes. This is moved by myself and seconded by Councillor Zwart that the minutes of the regular meeting of the council held on May 21st, 2019 be approved.
Okay. Questions, comments, errors, or omissions? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Thank you. And this takes us to our presentations. We had a few folks. Councillor Neal.
I was going to be asking to suspend the rules to introduce a motion, so I just was going to ask at what point should I do that?
Right now, actually would have been good after announcements, but it's good now.
Okay. So I did distribute a motion regarding the position of Director of Community Services, so I'd be moving to suspend the rules so that I can introduce that motion tonight.
Okay, seconded by Councillor Traill. On the question of introducing that, questions, comments? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? And that is carried. Thank you. So we're going to put that under. We'll deal with it at the end because we're going to have to go to the camera. Yes. Yes. All right. You know, I have these all in perfect order at my desk, right? We're just discussing sharing and the order of things. So this puts us into the presentations, and we have this evening the 2019 Awards of Academic Excellence. I'd like to welcome all of you to the 18th annual presentation of these awards. In 2001, the Council of the Municipality of Clarington approved a recommendation to recognize students from our local elementary and secondary schools. Our local elementary and secondary schools were asked to submit the names of graduating students who, in their opinion, had demonstrated academic excellence combined with a commitment to leadership and community service. Being articulate and being able to get words out, I'm hoping, was part of that, and I would not have gotten that award this evening. However, tonight, we're pleased to recognize the students from these schools in Clarington. The award consists of a permanent plaque for each of the schools that are participating in the Award for Excellence program. The name of the student will be engraved on the school's plaque. Each of the students is further presented with a personal framed certificate. As a commitment to Council's recognition of our local students, the secondary students who are being recognized will also receive a check for $100 as a bursary to further their educational pursuits. So when I give you the plaque for those secondary students, take the plaque, but hang on to that envelope more tightly. The following students couldn't be here because of conflicting schedules. From Clark High School, Noah Hossein. From Durham Christian High School, Rebecca Pipeker. And from St. Stephen's Secondary School, David Locke. So we recognize them, and it's unfortunate they couldn't be here. And Madam Clerk, if you would help me with the rest of this, that would be great.
Ilka Vaselli, Curtis Intermediate School. Callum Mason, Curtis North Public School. Madeline Swan, Dr. Emily Stowe Public School. Bryce Gowdy, Dr. Ross Tilley Public School. Ethan Turner, Duke of Cambridge Public School. Lucy Bowes, Good Shepherd Elementary School. Elijah Bashir, Harold Longworth Public School. Kathleen Simser, Holy Family Elementary School. Jalen Da Silva, John M. James Public School. Robin Bick, Knox Christian School. Olivia Meggett, Lydia Troll Public School. Aya Airy, MJ Hobbs Senior Public School. Ashwajin Vijay, Monsignor Leo Cleary Elementary School. Elliot Bowden, St. Francis of Assisi Elementary School. Sydney Pipe, St. Joseph's Elementary School. Tyler McMaster, St. Mother Teresa Elementary School. Fatima Suela, SD Warden Public School. Gabriel Hedrick, The Pines Senior Public School. Peyton Davey, Vincent Massey School. Lowell Peary, Waverly Public School. David Locke, who we thought was not going to come, has appeared from St. Stephen's Secondary School. Vivian Thang, Bowmanville High School. Lindsay Keene, Clarington Central Secondary School. Brianna Goodyear, Curtis Secondary School. Lily Davis, Holy Trinity Secondary School.
Now, contrary to what you might have heard, our goal is not to be more entertaining than the Raptors. So for those of you who would rather go home than spend the evening with us, we will understand and not be offended. Huh? Okay.
You know something?
Yeah, we want to get it.
I'm going to lift it and see how.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
If not, you can always put it down, right?
No, that's fine. I'll stand up when they call me.
All right. Mr. McChane, thank you. Welcome. And I understand you've got a presentation for us.
Yes, I do, Mayor, and thank you for clearing your agenda. I appreciate that. Counselors, my name is Doug McShane, a resident of Bowmanville, and I'm a member of the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 178. Present with us tonight in the audience, there are quite a few members of the branch, including the branch executive. But I also have three very special people here. Clarington is has only nine remaining veterans from World War II, and I'd like to introduce three of them. Cliff Truen, could you stand up for a minute? And beside Cliff, to his left, is Sterling Mathers. And over in the corner here, we have Bob Caldwell, three of our surviving World War II vets in Clarington. Thank you, gentlemen. So I'm here to talk about a banner program for the municipality. And what does that look like? Well, here's some in Port Perry. Port Perry has been in the banner, veterans banner business, for want of a better word, for a few years now. That's a sample of their banners. That's what it looks like up on the lampposts of the sidewalks of Port Perry. Here's some more up in Muskoka. That's what their banners look like. And there's one in front of the Gravenhurst Town Hall. Bancroft banner. Collingwood banners. And that's a Collingwood lamppost. Uxbridge, I'm sure we're all familiar with the story of Sam Sharp. Here's an interesting story. Uxbridge had two brothers. The news did a story on Fred on Friday. The Fred and his brother Donald landed on Juno Beach. Donald gave up his life there. And the Uxbridge local legion there did their D-Day parade, and they took it right to Fred's residence as he was disabled. Here's Whitby. Whitby has two legions, one in downtown and one in Brooklyn. And they have had their banner program in existence now for 3 years. We decided it's about time that we would like to see something here. And we have formed a committee, Clarington Honors Our Veterans. Here's our mission statements. And there's the product of our first banners. There are three brothers who gave up their lives from Bowmanville, quite tragically, in one family. That's Alexander. Now, these were hanging at the Ribbon Brews event down in Clarington Fields over the weekend. John Colville. And William Colville. Now, William, if you were observant today, if you came through the front door, you'll find William's banner hanging on the lamppost right in front of Town Hall here. The other two banners are here. So our program goal is to have veterans' banners installed in the Clarington, recognizing those who have served in the Canadian, Allied, or Commonwealth forces and who have a tie to Clarington. Now, each banner would be sponsored and purchased by a sponsor. usually a family member. The bulk of these will be by family members. We'll have these banners installed on Clarington lampposts in early October and removed after Remembrance Day. And then we'll repeat the process in succeeding years. Now, to start the program, we'll kick off just with 20 banners we hope to have in place by October of this year. And they will be in the downtown Bowmanville area, but we plan to expand in the following years to the other communities in Clarington. A sponsor will initially pay for the price of the banner, and then we'll have the sponsors renew their commitment every 2 years for banner replacement, for damage. Now, other costs that will be entailed in this are our pole hardware to attach the banners to the pole, labor costs for the installation and the removal of the banners, and then there's storage costs in the off season. What do we want? We want the support of this council. And we'd like a partnership for program sustainability going forward to keep this program going. And I'm open for questions.
Thank you, sir. Members of council, do we have any questions? I don't see any, so Mr. McShane, I suspect you're going to be talking to us prior to budget for 2020.
We have determined what the costs will be and determining what our sponsorship will cover, yes, we would like that availability of addressing your budget committee, yes.
All right, well, I can suggest, I don't know whose idea it was, if it was yours, it was a tremendous idea. I'm not sure whose decision it was, but you said you made the decision. I think it's a great decision. Thank you ever so much. It's a wonderful undertaking. And thank you for joining us here this evening.
Thank you, Mayor.
Member of Council, Councillor Neal.
So I'd give you a motion to refer it to the 2020 budget. Does that make sense, Mr. Chair?
Sure. Okay, Councillor Trail seconding that. Questions or comments? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Thank you very much. Keeping me right on. All right, so the next is a presentation by Tracy Webster and Amy Burke, and this is with regards to Zone Clarington, ag land uses and environmental protection. Councillor Neal.
So, Mr. Chair, I was going to suggest or, I guess, move a motion that we refer this to the June 24th Planning and Development meeting. Apparently, a lot of the interested parties are going to be present at that meeting.
So instead of the presentation this evening?
Right.
Yeah. So it's unfortunate the staff put the time and effort, and I know that they have been working incredibly long hours to get this done. So that works. So Mr. Seaman, I'm guessing, is that problematic?
The main reason for presenting is to address some of the issues and misinformation that may have come out through a recent newspaper article, and to inform council and the community of the what the true answers are in terms of the Zone Clarington and the environmental protection. So typically having it sooner than later would be better, but we're at the whim of council. If council feels planning committee, it would have a larger audience of people actually seeing it, that would be fine as well.
Okay, so the motion's on the floor. You have questions or comments? Councilor Neal?
Well, I think if more of the interested parties are going to be here to listen to it, that would be preferable than just addressing us. That's also.
Yeah, we're referring it to the next PMD committee. So thank you, Councillor. So I don't disagree. My expression of disappointment is there has been a lot of misinformation. Staff have put a huge amount of time and effort in preparing for this. So the ladies, for example, are here this evening. It would have been nice to have heard from the individuals that felt that they were impacted ahead of time. I think staff would have had more time to do it. So I agree with you. It makes more sense to do a presentation when the individuals are here rather than this evening. But it would have been really nice had they reached out to us and we could have done things differently. So Ms. Burke and Ms. Webster, the motion on the floor, because you're looking a little confused, is that we do this presentation at P&D. It's my understanding that that the landowners group couldn't be here this evening, but they will come to the P&D session, and it's probably better that you do the presentation when they are there to hear the presentation as opposed to this evening. When apparently none of them could make it tonight, unfortunately. So on that, we'll call the question. Councillor Hooper, you've got a... No, okay. We'll call the question. All in support, opposed, and that is carried. All right. Ms. Burke, Ms. Webster, thank you for sticking around with us this evening and for the work that you did in anticipation of this. It is it's appreciated. All right. So this puts us into the communications portion. Item 8, Councillor Zwart, you have those, 8.1 and 8.2.
This is moved by myself and seconded by Councillor Traill that correspondence items 8.1 to 8.2 be received for information.
Okay. Do we need to pull either of those? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Thank you. So on item 9, communications for direction, 9.1 is, not sure if it's KAPP or just CAP. Councillor Zwart, you have that as well?
Moved by myself and seconded by Councillor Traill, I think, that correspondence item 9.1 be approved as per the agenda.
All right, well, that was seconded really quickly. Questions or comments on 9.1? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried as well. Councillor Anderson, I understand you've got items 10.1 through 10.1.5. So you're moving that and you need a seconder.
Yeah, okay, so I'm moving.
Councillor Hooper? Good. Do we have any pulls? Councillor Neal?
0.5, please.
Okay, that's the Tourism Advisory Committee. All right. Anything further? Councillor Hooper?
I wanted to pull the same one.
Okay. All right. So we've got it. Call the question on to Councillor Anderson.
All except the one that's pulled, right?
Right. So 10.1.5 is pulled.
Yes.
So I'll call the question on the balance.
Oh, yeah. So all in favor of the balance being approved?
That's usually my job, Councillor.
Okay.
In a couple of years, maybe, but we may have a discussion about that at the time, leading up to it.
All in favor?
All right. Yes.
Opposed?
So all in support? Opposed? That is carried. Thank you. All right, Councillor Neal on 10.1.5.
My question is: so, are we just receiving these, or are we? I noticed the recommendation from the committee, the Tourism Advisory Committee, was that we do a rebranding, and so are we just receiving these?
So Ms. Radomski has a, she's just itching to get up and...
Through the chair, thank you. Actually, there was a memo that accompanied that recommendation by the advisory committee. It just did not make the agenda, but as you see through the minutes of the Tourism Advisory Committee, they are actually making a recommendation, and a motion was passed at the last meeting. So the memo essentially asked council to consider the recommendation of the Tourism Advisory Committee. It just did not make it on the agenda.
Okay, so my question is...
So I'd suggest we're receiving it, and when that memo comes forward, instructing us to make a decision, that we'll deal with it then.
Okay, so it's just received it,
yes,
for the time being. Okay, thank you.
Anything further on that?
So just through you, we're just receiving the...
That's
information,
correct.
And the next meeting we can pull it.
So you seconded that, so we can discuss it. Thank you.
Sure.
And yeah, at the next meeting we'll have dialogue over the recommendations. All right. Anything further on that? On the motion to receive, call the question. All in support? Opposed? And that is carried. Councillor Jones, you've got item 10.2, and I know that you're pulling item 9, Councillor Hooper.
So moved by myself and seconded by Councillor Hooper that the recommendations contained in the General Government Committee report of May 27th, 2019 be approved on consent.
Okay, so Councillor Hooper, you've pulled item 9, that's the Ajax Summer Games. Item 21, Councillor Neal, you have declared an interest on that. 23, 24, and 25, Councillor Hooper, you've declared on those, so those will need to be pulled as well. And item 32, Councillor Neal, you'll be pulling because you've got a resolution. Councillor Jouart.
Item 11.
Item 11. Councillor Neal?
1B, please. As well. Thank you.
All right. So, numerically, I've got 1B, 9, 11, 21, 23, 24, 25, and 32. Do we have anything further? Call the question on the balance. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. You know what, I'm just going to go numerically because I can't honestly recall who pulled what when. So 1B, Councillor Neal.
So I guess we're just receiving for information. I do have some questions and comments on the some of the minutes that we were receiving. So.
Okay, and seconded by Councillor Hooper. This is just on the receive, yes? Perfect, thank you.
So there was some comments in the about the Digital Main Street and Business Advisory Council of Durham was acting without authority. So I wanted to maybe clarify that this, I did bring this up at a meeting of the Business Advisory Council of Durham that I sit on, and what was indicated was that this particular program was one offered through, I think it's the Ontario BIA Association, Ontario Association of BIAs, and that this was something that the Business Advisory Council was eligible to apply for. And so it was doing so within its mandate, so it wasn't sort of acting outside of its mandate. There might have been some confusion between the Bowmanville BIA but I don't think the Bowmanville BIA would have been eligible to apply. So for this particular program, apparently some of the merchants did take advantage of it. So I was just sort of, I brought it up because of what appeared in the minutes that this was being done without authority or something to that effect. So I don't know if Councillor Hooper has any other comments, but
To be honest with you, I'd just like to leave it alone. I'll just leave it there. There's some interesting scenarios that are going on, so I really wouldn't want to report on it because I don't want to be held accountable in regards to any legal things that may come out of it. So I'll just leave it there. There is some issues in regards to the program, and I'll just leave it at that.
So an offline conversation sounds like a really good idea.
Okay, I just, it looked pretty ominous in the minutes, you know, acting without authority. So anyway, I was assured that that wasn't the case, but. So.
I don't think there was any ill intent at all, okay. I'd encourage the two to have a chat.
Okay, we'll do that.
All right, is that it on 1B, Councillor?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll call the question. All in support? Opposed? And that is carried. The next, again, numerically, was item 9. Councillor Hooper, you've got that, and there was a motion recommended by staff circulated by memo. So on your lime green.
It's on the lime green.
Paper, yeah.
Did you want me to read it, or?
Do we need that read? I'm getting heads shaking no. So
no?
Do you have a seconder, Councillor Hooper?
Councillor Anderson.
Councillor Anderson. Okay, so on that, do we have any questions or comments on the motion?
I just have.
Councillor Hooper?
I just have a comment, and I think I brought it up at the when it was announced in regards to hosting the Summer Games. And I think it's great that they're sort of expanding the boundaries so that it's not all focused on Ajax. And we have an opportunity here to quite possibly be a part of it. And I think that's what it's all about. It's not, you know, it's. There's some great facilities here in Clarington. We could use those, utilize those, or if they meet the standards. And I think it behooves us to try and get that. So thank you.
Okay. Councillor Anderson.
Yeah, I see the report current and field was mentioned. Would there be a cost added if you're going to equip it for lacrosse? Except who would bear that cost?
I'm going to suggest it's probably early, and I've got... I got both our CAO and Ms. Radomski ready to answer that question. Asha got up and sat down. And
I think it's early to answer that question. Part of the dialogue has to take place. I think I'm just repeating what you said. The dialogue has to take place. And that's why the resolution was drafted the way it is. We will come back to council with more details. I suspect they're looking for contributions without any fee being generated, but I don't know for sure. We will come back to council for direction after those discussions have taken place.
All right, anything further on that? Call the question, all in support, opposed, and that is carried. Councillor Schwartz, you had item 11, and that is e-learning in the township of McNabb Brayside.
Yeah, I think the first paragraph is a victim of creative cut and paste. It says the following resolution of the Region of Durham regarding aggregate. And the same, it's the same on item number 9
yes,
as well.
So the clerk is expressing that we like aggregates a lot and we sneak them in anywhere that we can. So that will be taken out. Thank you for that. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Trail. Anything further on that? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Thank you. The next is item 21, Councillor Neal. That is one of the sponsorships. So this is for the Newcastle Art Show. If I could have a mover and a seconder, Councillor Jouart and Councillor Trail. Questions, comments? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Thank you. Okay, and then we have items 23, 24, and 25. Councillor Hooper, you have a declaration on those. Unless anyone wants to make changes in any one of them, I'd entertain a motion to deal with 23, 24, and 25 together. Councillor Neal, seconded by Councillor Anderson. Questions or comments? Call the question on all three. All in support? Opposed? Carried. Thank you. And Councilor Neal on item 32.
So I would move as written with the and I have two separate amendments. So, the first one is moved by myself, seconded by Councilor Trail. Now be it resolved that the budget management policy be amended as follows. Section 5.5, subsection 2, add at the end, unless a reduction in salaries expense will result from the expenditure other than consulting. So I think I understand the intent behind this, the policy as written. However, I did meet with Mr. Pinn, and we did discuss some various scenarios, but I guess one of them would be, you know, what if a manager proposed a technology piece or something that actually could reduce the budget line for salaries? So the way this is written, it would prevent that. So this is opening that up for possible changes midstream that a manager might want to make. And so, you know, there's various examples that I could pose, but I think we should give the flexibility that, you know, if there is some way of saving salaries, then we should look at that, as long as it's not shifting from a salaries line into a consulting line. So that's the reason for the last part of it there. So,
I can't resist it. I had a chat with Mr. Pinn, but I heard a comment the other day that I'll appreciate more than you do, Councillor Neal, but I thought it was pretty funny, and the advice was, this was a CAO to one of the department heads, that I'd rather you date a consultant than marry an employee. Eddie, do we, and sort that just popped up. Eddie, yeah, well, we'll ask members of council, any questions? Mr. Pinn, you have no problems with this.
Through the chair, no, I have no problems with this. Councillor Neal and I met, and I understand the intent for the amendment, so we're good.
All right, so with that, I'll call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. And Mr. Allison has asked me to please explain that he was not the CAO that said that. It was a different CAO. All right, Councillor Neal, the second one.
So this, again, moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Trail. So this would be in number 32, this would be like a third section. So it doesn't affect the budget policy. It's sort of a separate addition here. So be it resolved that the recommendation under budget policy be amended as follows, that staff report back in October 2019 on establishing a value for taxpayers committee, which includes council representation. So there's lots of, I think, different ways that we need to approach how we're going to ensure that taxpayers are getting the best value for their tax dollars. And I think this comes up usually at budget time. And then sometimes the discussions sort of revolve around, well, this isn't the right time to be asking these types of questions. And so I think there's lots of different ways we could approach this in a constructive way. But I think we're going to be in for some challenging times. I think the development is, I mean, there's some good news events, stories, that's for sure, like what we heard today. But there may be a slowdown in some of the assessment growth that we've seen. So I think we need to do everything we can to make sure that we're not, you know, that we're getting, squeezing the best dollar we can out of the tax dollar that we do collect from our residents. So I'd ask council to consider this. I know it's perhaps charting a new course, but we do have lots of different committees that deal with different things that councillors sit on, but I think this is one that I would personally be certainly interested in serving on such a committee. There's lots of different things we could look at and ask the question, you know, maybe that's the way it's always been done, but, you know, what if we tried it this way? And I think that could help us get to where we want to go, which is we've got some big projects ahead of us that, you know, this term of council, we've talked about planning some things for the most part, but, you know, I'm anxious to get on with actually funding and building some of these things, but I'm concerned that we're not going to get there if we're not going to look at constructive ways of maximizing our tax dollars. So, thank you.
All right. Do we have questions or comments on that? Councillor Hooper.
Yes, thank you. I don't have a problem with the motion. Just who would be sitting on the committee in regards to the taxpayers? Would it be ward representation, or would it be a select group of people like accountants? And I'm just trying to get an idea who's expected to sit on that committee.
Well, I didn't really, Mr. Chair, I didn't really address who else would sit on besides council. That's what I was sort of hoping the report would come back and address that. I never even thought of having citizens sit on it. I guess that's a possibility.
Taxpayers to me means citizens, so.
Okay, yeah. Through the chair. That's certainly a good suggestion, you know, like, why not? Because to be honest with you, I never even thought of that. I thought it would be staff and council. So, but that's what the staff could explore on a report.
So we'll leave it up to staff then?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
And I would ask for a recorded vote, Mr. Chair.
Councillor Trail, you're looking for a recorded vote? All right. Do we have any further questions? So, Councillor Neal, I've got a couple. On one level, I don't think it's a bad idea, depending on what your expectations are. So many of you know that the province, part of what the province has done is offering money for third-party reviews of the municipalities that qualify. We anticipate that we will qualify, at least we hope that we will qualify. And Mr. Allison, I think those were to be completed by November.
Yes, Your Worship, that's correct. There's actually a report coming on the next GGC agenda, which seeks council authority to make an application to that fund for a purpose that we've identified that's basically looking at a governance structural review, the likes of which council asked Mr. Curry to provide an overview in respect of about 2 years ago. So we're going to make the application and hopefully we'll be successful. Nothing is guaranteed, but you'll see a report on the next GGC agenda that has that request.
So the reason that I mentioned that, Councillor Neal, is that your intention that voting on this is going to bring a report, or is this a tacit vote on creating the committee?
Well, it's asking for a report, so.
Okay, so I just wanted to make sure, because it could be come October that the recommendation is to not move forward with that.
I understand.
And we'll decide, okay, fine. I'll express some concern in terms of taxpayers, the right taxpayers, on the committee could be very helpful. But the folks that sit around us are the experts in their field. And for many people, and we've all had that experience where when you explain why things are done or why things cost what they do, people get it. But unless you live and breathe some of the rules that we have to live by, it's difficult to understand. So I think we'd want to move prudently on that. Madam Clerk, that was a recorded vote.
Through the chair, on the matter of the motion moved by Councillor Neal, seconded by Councillor Trail, that the recommendation under budget policy be amended as follows by adding this to the end, that staff report back in October 2019 on establishing a value for taxpayers committee, which includes council representation.